Good morning. This is Mark Gold with Top 30 Ag Marketing, bringing you the pre-opening Chicago Board of Trade grain comments for today, Thursday, May the 12th. In the news this morning, overnight EBOT prices were July corn down a penny and a quarter at 787 and a quarter, July wheat down 3.5 cents at 1109 and a half, and July beans down 13 cents at 1593 and three quarters. Export sales this morning were just terrible. Combined wheat 138, combined corn 239, combined beans 221. I can't remember a time in recent history where we had corn, wheat, and beans all under 250,000 metric tons. Now, we did have a new sale finally this morning, 612,000 metric tons of corn to China, 68 old, 544 new, but it's a long way from where the bulls would like to see it. Currently, we've got the U.S. dollar up 53 ticks, crashing through a lot of the resistance there. If we close up over, let's say, 104.10, it's going to be a pretty strong close in the dollar. Crude oil is now higher on the day. At one point last night, we were down $3. We're back higher on the day now. Dow Jones is down 90. Silver is down 41 cents. Gold's down $7. Bitcoin's down about 750. It was down another almost $3,000 a coin. Got down to 25,380. That's a massive break in this Bitcoin market. Today, obviously, the weather looks really good for more corn planting around much of the country. We should see some big improvements in the corn plantings on Monday. But we've got the WASDE report today. You know, some of the big things that they're looking for is the corn and bean, old crop, cutting them 36 million in corn and 38 million in beans. The bean number is getting pretty low, down to 222 if it comes out as the average. The world stockpiles, corn down 1.8 for old crop, 600 new crop, and 100 for wheat. So that it's old crop, world stocks, corn down 1.8, beans down 600. Wheat down 100. I don't know if we're going to see as bullish numbers as a lot of the pros would like, with the exports really just tanking out here. This one sale certainly isn't going to make this market. And, you know, with all these other markets, the dollar very strong, the Dow down again, I think it's going to put some pressure on the grains out here. But, you know, we've seen a lot of surprises in the reports over the years. We'll see what they take into account and what they don't. But particularly with that export sales this morning, the weekly sales, if we get bullish numbers, I think the pros will sell a knee-jerk reaction higher. I really do. And if it's a lower number or lower price reaction to it, if the funds want out, they got about 320,000 contracts of corn to sell, 150,000 beans, 100,000 oil, the market could take a real beating here today. But that's only with, you know, bearish numbers. We'll have to see. But overall, I just don't see anything particularly friendly out here. If we were to see a bean carry out under 200 million, that would be friendly. Certainly, if the corn carry out was under a 1.3 on old crop, that would be friendly. I just don't see that happening out here with demand not nearly as strong as people would expect out here. So that's what I see. If you have any questions, give me a call, 1-877-884-3343. That's 877-TT-HEDGE.